This is a HeadGum Podcast.
In 86, N.M. Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time for Babysitter's Club.
And we're live! It's Babysitter's Experience.
Pika Pika, and welcome to the Babysitter's Experience, a podcast so absurd that it's wild to think that we're doing it again, but it is the intersection, of course, of the Babysitter's Club and the Pokeverse, and I'm here with my best friend, Josh. Hello, Josh. I'm Jack.
And I'm here with my best friend, Jack.
Yes, and we're doing it again, aren't we? And I'm Jack Shepherd, and you're Josh Fjellstad, and I'm a Fjellstan.
Honestly, we can't even, and I'm part of Jack's flock. Honestly, I can't even remember who our co-host was at this point.
No, it's been weeks. There's a reason, there's a history behind why you and I do a podcast together that's kind of lost in time.
Yeah.
And presumably, in that history is also a reason why we've settled on this concept of kind of spending half the time talking about The Babysitter's Club by Ann Matthews Martin and then half the time talking about Pokemon movie.
Right. And it's not just for SEO, because apparently someone, one of my friends who I had on Experience Share last week, pointed out that Babysitter's Experience sounds like a porno.
It does. Yes.
And we didn't really calculate that into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was saying, hey.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine. That works. That
as
works.
Long as it's consensual, I'm not going to say no to people thinking that this is a porno.
And who knows? We've only done one.
Who knows where it will go?
Who knows where we're going to go? It's a big hit podcast, and it's me, and it's you. And it's nobody else, and there never has been anybody else, and we like to do this, don't we?
That's it. Yeah. Everyone else is dead to us.
This week, we've selected two items to discuss from our respective worlds, from the babysitter, the Sitterverse, and the Pokeverse.
Yes.
And the Sitterverse item is something called Logan Likes Marianne, which is an iconic book, an earlier book than the last one we read. But we're doing something a little special. We're reading the graphic novel. So I wanted to have a sort of experience something for the first time along with you. I had never read any of the graphic novels.
Oh, before. Really?
Yeah. So, and this is,
oh my God,
it's a significant one because in the main series books, it's the one where Anna Martin decided that she couldn't allow the girls to keep getting older. And so after this book, number 10, Logan Likes Marianne, she freezes them forever in time and forces them to repeat the same year over and over again for the rest of the book. So it's a significant book.
That was my first question.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
But so why don't you introduce, say the Pokeverse thing that we're going to be talking about.
So on the Pokemon side, we have watched Pokemon the movie 2000.
And that's what it's called, isn't it?
Well,
kind of.
Not entirely.
Yeah.
Pokemon the movie 2000 came out in the United States in 2000, and that's what they called it. But even in the U.S. version, when you watch the title card, they had to throw a bunch of different titles at you.
They named it like three times.
Just as they did with Pokemon 3, the movie. It is called The Power of One.
Yeah.
And because it came out in Japan, it's called that. And then when it came out in the U.S., for some reason, they were like, okay, it's Pokemon the movie 2000. But then when you watch the title cards, it also says The Power of One. It's like, why is it so complex? I don't know.
Why is it so complex? The Power of One is a concept that is never introduced or explored in the entirety of the film.
Whoa.
Okay.
Well, we'll save that for the analysis. I do think that The Power of One is actually a prominent theme throughout.
Okay. All right, great. Well, I'm glad I have an expert. So what do we like to do? Last time we talked about
Babysitter's Club first.
Well, I have a question.
What?
What the fuck is going on here?
Who's talking to us?
What the fuck?
You two didn't think I'd find out about this? I got people on the inside. I knew about all this. Yeah, I watched your little movie. I read your little comic book. Oh, you didn't think I'd show up prepared for this?
Great.
I honestly don't even know who you are. I texted both of you earlier this week and said, hey, things have calmed down a little bit. I'm ready to get back into it. I got texts back from both of you. Jack, yours said, okay, I can't read a full book. Maybe we can come up with something a little easier. And then I got a text back from you, Josh, that said, oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time to play the game. What are we going to do? Jack and I might do another Babysitter's Club experience. Yeah, might you?
I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We're doing it. Here we are.
Intermission here.
We're strapped in. It's going really well, I'm going to say.
We're doing it. I'm here for it.
You're in it now. Okay.
I was a huge fan of the last one. You two are my
closest friends. Why don't you introduce yourself to our fans? Because our fans don't know who you are.
No one has heard from you in weeks.
My name is Tanner Greenring, and I'm the keystone. Without me, this whole arch just topples.
Maybe this is the power of one.
As you could tell last week.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I'm a lot like the Moltres.
Okay.
Because I was captured first and disappeared. Josh is a lot like the Zapdos.
Okay, does that...
Because I like to scream like...
Never stop screaming.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked that up too.
And Jack, you're Articuno.
Okay, I'm not the Lugia.
Because Luigi... No, I don't know who Luigi is, but...
Lugia is...
I can't believe you two. Stepping out
you
on me. Doing an entire podcast without
us.
Me.
You leave us on our own.
1 week I was gone. 1 week. Because my son was exposed to COVID-19.
Whose fault is that? Not mine.
I don't know whose fault.
Not Jack's.
If I find out whose fault it is, they're going to catch hell.
They're going to catch COVID.
I don't think I can do that to them.
But you threw us together, Tanner.
I can't believe you two. Well, I'm here for this one, so strap in, idiots.
Okay, so you're saying you've also...
Yeah, I watched it.
...indulged in the media. Okay.
Yeah, I watched it, and I read the book, the comic book.
Can you find any...
Okay.
Can you find any common threads between the two media? Because that's going to be important. Since you're the kind of the bridge between me and Josh, you're going to be the guy who's kind of your role in this. If you are going to be on this show, which you are on Sufferance, is going to be finding common threads between Pokemon the movie 2000 and Logan Likes Marianne, the graphic novel by Anna Martin and Gale.
Yeah,
Gale.
I'm like that lady from the meme who sees all the math problems happening in front of her head, and that's meme of the week.
I like turtles.
And that's meme of the week.
And that's a segment from one of my two shows. And keep in mind, I'm the one here who has two podcasts.
Okay.
So I'm the podcast expert.
Oh, this is a great first episode for folks to dive in on, I think, for either,
welcome to the
experience
fucking
share
shows.
Or Babysitter's welcome Club.
Welcome to the
Club.
Shit show.
How many babysitters are there?
Oh, are you asking Josh? Are you quizzing Josh?
It seems like infinity.
Yeah,
I think there's like up to eight. I feel like eight, maybe.
There's never more than seven at once. There can never be... The laws of the Sitterverse...
They introduce new ones in this book.
Sure. But the laws of the Sitterverse are such that the equilibrium will be undone if there are ever more than seven main babysitters.
And in that way, it's just like the Orange Islands.
Yeah.
Where there's an equilibrium between Fire Island, Lightning Island, Ice Island, and Green Island.
And if there are ever fewer than three legendary Pokemon, the whole Earth kind of starts to fall apart.
There's a lot more than three legendary Pokemon.
I mean, on those islands, Zapdos, the other one, and the other, and Articuno.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Articuno and Moltres.
Yeah, thank you.
Based on what I see when I open up this Babysitter's Club book again, I see six people who are the main babysitters. But what I know from the end of the book is that two more get admitted, but one of them is not full-time. So is that the exception?
Associate doesn't count.
Associate doesn't
Why
count.
Why can they only have seven?
Well, there is seven eventually. Name the six. Name the six, Josh. Let's see if you got this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't get my book.
No.
To
let
load,
me help.
So okay, I'm gonna wait. Let me guess. Let me guess.
Okay.
Claudia.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy.
Nailed it.
Marianne.
Killing it.
Dawn. Hipster there's girl with the glasses.
There's two new ones.
Oh, the new ones are Jesse and...
so close.
Logan.
Mallory.
Logan's an associate. Mallory's the other babysitter.
Who the hell's Mallory?
The girl with the glasses.
Mallory's
the
hipster girl with the
glasses.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Yeah. And she's not a hipster. She's a dork.
It's hard to tell these days, isn't
it? Fine line.
Back then, maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
She looked cool to me.
You know, I thought of another... So I'm kind of the bridge master this episode. Okay.
Like Bridge, the card game.
And I insist you guys call me that, please. Okay. Did you catch this image of... Richard Spear in the comic book?
Yeah, he looks cool.
Who?
I've never seen anyone who looks more like both of you. He's like a combination of both of you.
I'll take it.
In a good way?
Yeah, he's cool looking in this one. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
he looks
good. All right.
That's nice.
Who's driving this?
I don't
know. It's confusing.
You really threw me off, Tanner. Here's what I'm going to make a plea for, is that we pick one of the things to talk about.
Pokemon.
Okay, great. Let's start with Pokemon.
Hi, and welcome to the Babysitter's Experience.
Okay.
My name is Artan Kuno, a.k.a. Tanner Greenring.
A.k.a. the
Bridgemaster. A.k.a. the Bridgemaster. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Zapdosh, a.k.a. Josh Fjellstad.
Yeah, I'll
and...
take it.
My other co-host,
Articuno,
Moltres,
Luijack,
sure.
Jack and Miles. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host Luijack, aka Jack Shepherd. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm the captain.
Okay, you're the captain. I love it.
I steer the ship.
Great, I'm into it.
My informants on the inside told me that these two were stepping out on me again. So I've swooped in to take over the show. It's my show now, and this week we talk about Pokemon the movie 2000, the second Pokemon movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So and this is what happens when I take a week off. Bug babies?
No, it's Baby Nation.
No, it's Baby Catchers.
Oh wait. Yeah. Baby Catchers.
This is what happens when I take a week off. Bug babies is
we don't know.
Josh and Jack decide to watch the third movie for some reason. So now we're doing it again. We're going back. We're catching the second one because we missed it the first time around.
Wait, was that other movie after this one?
Yeah.
This movie
It doesn't fucking matter, though.
It was so much
you
better.
You liked it.
Oh, this one is definitely better.
Comparatively speaking, yes.
I haven't seen that. I listened to your guys... talk about it through gritted teeth.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
sounds awful.
I guess that makes you a bug baby, doesn't it?
I'm a bug baby.
Baby catcher.
I'm a baby catcher.
Bug baby is also funny.
Okay, you're the boss here, Tanner. What do you want? Why don't you introduce a topic in relation to this film, and then Josh and I will kind of riff.
Yeah,
it's kind of like jazz.
I actually love that.
Yeah,
I can just kind of sit back in the cut.
No, that's not what the captain does.
Yeah, we weren't expecting you. Like, I have a whole, bevy of fucking topics I was going to talk to Jack about.
Here's the first topic I want to introduce. It's called Josh's Topics. And read the first one off your list. This is my first segment of the evening. My first segment of the evening is called Josh's Topics.
Okay, can I
Pokemon specifically?
For Pokemon.
Doesn't matter.
Can I? Okay, no, we can do it again for BSC.
This is freeform. This is jazz, okay?
For both.
We're not doing it regimented like you guys did last time. We're not going to spend 30 minutes on Pokemon the movie and 30 minutes on the book. It's jazz. We flow in and out of both pieces of media seamlessly and without any kind of setup.
Could I make a request?
No.
Yeah.
That we describe the movie in some fashion. I'd say what happened in it.
Fine, you can do that overruled. You can do that. After Josh's topic.
Josh's topics. Okay.
No.
This is going to be a mess.
Jack and I are both voting for.
Fine. I'm
going to
do Josh's
first.
Topic then.
You don't have veto power.
Here's Josh's topic. Delia's Mr. Mime is definitely just a slave.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay. So Delia is Ash's mom.
That's a man.
We met Delia last episode, actually.
We met Delia last episode. Delia has a really fucked up and weird relationship with Ash.
and Professor Oak and Mr. Mime.
And Mr. Mime.
And Mr. Mime.
Delia is Ash's mom.
Do you guys agree that Mr. Mime is a man? Necessarily, he is a man.
His name is Mr. Mime. Yeah.
He's not a normal man, but he's a man. And Delia keeps him as like a pet.
He's a Pokemon, technically. Tanner really thinks that Mr. Mime is a man. And okay. It seems like it's sort of this sexual thing that you really want to happen.
This is Josh's topic.
And Josh's topic is actually for Affinity Check.
Oh, God.
Our hit segment that I noticed when I was listening to the Babysitter's Club experience.
That's not the one
I noticed when I was listening to the Babysitter's Club experience last week that you guys forgot to do for Affinity Check.
This is the segment that I want probably everyone to not really know about, but Tanner keeps making us know about it. And
Jack,
Affinity.
And now I know about it. Yeah.
Please join me by going to furaffinity.net.
Okay. Here we go.
And doing a search in the search bar. Hello, Admin Tanner.
Jack, do you know about Fur Affinity?
Welcome back, Admin Tanner.
Am I going to get, like, malware on my
just
computer?
Well, Tanner can get rid of it because he's an admin at Fur Affinity, so I'm sure he can wave the wand. Some kind of a wand. You don't want to know.
Here's what's troubling. I'm on Fur Affinity now. I did a search for Mr. Mime. There's a lot of Mr. Mime art, but none of it is actually Mr. Mime.
So let's say for the people who don't know what Mr. Mime is. He's a slave of Delia.
Everyone knows who that is. Look at this one, you guys.
No,
I just
a lot of people don't. A lot
Zoom
of
chat.
People don't know who Mr.
That
Mime.
That came up. The thing I just sent you
no,
came up when
knows
I searched
who it
for
is.
Mr. Mime.
Okay.
Look at it. Process it.
Josh, do you like to remind Tanner when you guys are doing experience share that the podcast is not a visual medium?
I do, yes.
We describe the things. We describe them. Someone describe the image I just sent you guys.
It's a man in who's painted his face silver, and he's doing
and
a kind of
that frightening
miming at me.
Well, it's making me do a survey in order to look at it,
Mr. I don't like Fur Affinity Check.
Yeah, no one does.
Most people don't. And I've been trying to kill it for like a season or two, but Tanner's really obsessed with it.
Mr. Mime is a weird person, and he lives in Delia's garden, and he says he doesn't talk naturally.
No, he just says mime, mime, mime.
Mime, 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 mime.
It's pretty normative.
He's very upsetting. And
he probably thinks you don't talk naturally.
Delia's not really in this one, but she does say to Ash at the end of the video
novel. She has the
novel,
last word, yeah.
And remember, every day, you're my hero.
Yeah,
which is not.
That's nice.
I wrote that down as well.
Normal,
my mom's never said that to me.
No, yeah, and same. I guess I'm realizing actually, I was going to say that it was weird. And I was going to make fun of it. But what I think we're all realizing probably at the same time is that maybe our moms never loved us quite as much as they ought to have.
Yeah. I think that's
my
mom has
never said anything like that to me. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I live in this shitbag town, New York City. Just trying to flee.
Jack, can I ask you about Delia real quick?
We have to describe this novel. I swear to God, if we don't describe, people are going to be like, what the fuck are you
talking about? At the beginning. Let's start at the beginning of Pokemon the movie 2000, aka The Power of One.
Yeah, can I say it? Can I take a crack at it?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take the wheel.
Pokemon the movie 2000, : The Power of One, was released in the year 2000. I'm going to say...
Pre 9/11. And you can feel it.
It's a pre 9/11 film, yes.
It reads that way.
Definitely.
And it is, I think, 5 years before Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Yeah, it is.
And yet, it is the environmental movie of our time.
Yeah.
I agree. And actually, that was the point I was intending to make as well.
Yeah.
Oh, me too. And it was the point I was going to make as well.
It is it's a masterpiece, and it's about us as stewards of our planet and how we failed in that.
Yeah.
Allow me to present my thesis.
Please.
Please do.
And you're going to recap the book while you're, or the video novel while you're doing it?
Yes. And so here's what happens. The a collector is flying around in a giant
castle in the sky.
Chair in the sky.
Basically.
What's his name?
Never said.
I looked it up. It's Lawrence the Third, which is never identified in the film.
Okay.
It's only identified on Bulbapedia.
I'm not going to lie.
Which is the Wikipedia for Pokemon.
I liked his kind of thing.
I liked his vibe.
He's got cool hair.
He's got like this floating castle. He's got like a Sistine Chapel like ceiling in his like antechamber where he keeps Pokemon.
He's like a fucking wild megalomaniac, but
he's
kind of sure.
Cool. I kind of liked him.
Well, I've taken the first piece without much difficulty. It's like a simple game of chess.
He's given off vibes.
I think he could get it, yeah.
And he could get it. And he's got kind of an accent. And he says, Moltres, Zapdos, Articuno. Any one of these would be a priceless addition to my collection.
That's good.
Moltres, Zapdos, and Articuno. Any one of them would be a priceless addition to my collection.
And it's cool. So his thing is that he, like everyone else on in the Pokeverse, wants to collect Pokemon. But apparently when he does it, it's bad.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't use Pokeballs.
He does it with weird technology that isn't a Pokeball, okay. Which is unacceptable. Yeah. And he doesn't battle them.
It's kind of like
we don't like
hoops
that.
With lightning in between them.
So his thing is that he's going to collect these three fucking legendary Pokemon from an island. They're hard to get, and if he gets them, then he'll get a fourth one that's even harder to get. But Luigi. In the course of doing it, he fucks up the whole planet, but he doesn't care, and Ash Ketchum has to stop it via a ritual.
Orbs.
And it's orbs, and that's a connection to the Babysitter's Club.
You have to collect orbs from the three islands and bring them back to the big island.
Yeah.
And then a girl has to do a song on a shell.
All you have to do is get these glass balls from three islands. One from Fire Island, one from Ice Island, and one from Lightning Island. And you bring them to the shrine back here. And then I celebrate by playing this song.
Yeah, it's called the Ocarina of Time. It's
absolutely not. The Ocarina of Time.
No? It's not even an ocarina.
It is an ocarina.
It's a conch that looks like with an ocarina like modification.
Yeah.
Have you described the entire film, Jack?
I think pretty accurately, yes. That's it. Ash stops it. Like, the only thing worth knowing is that, like, Ash ends up on this island with his friends, nameless friends, and he thinks a ritual is just, like, a tourist trap type ritual. But it turns out that it's like, fucking etched in time, and he saves the universe. And the guy who is the collector, who's bad, started his whole fucking process towards this, like, environmental devastation the way any one of us Pokey collectors might have by collecting a Mew card, right? He said it all started with a Mew card.
I began my collection with a Mew card, and now I have all this.
Yeah, Pokemon cards in the anime are canon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Okay.
And that's the bridge, and that's another bridge. That's the bridge between the Pokemon universe and our reality.
I believe that when you saw Pokemon the movie 2000, you got this ancient Mew card. I know I did, and I still have it, by the way. Humble brag, and I'll take a drink for that, which we do on Experience Share Pokemon Podcast.
Okay, I'll take a drink. That seems fine.
Get an ancient Mew card as a promo card when you go to this premiere. And that's what Lawrence the Third, like, after his ship is destroyed and, like, his life is ruined, he's like, oh, I'm going to do better.
How it all began and how I'll begin again.
After he sees his original card is the only thing that's left.
It doesn't appear that he's learned any lessons. And by demonstrating himself as a Mew card collector, just like you and just like the viewer of the show, he is clearly meant to be an avatar for all of us who, through our inaction and our callousness and our selfishness, are allowing our planet to fall into disrepair. And we are being ineffective stewards of the climate. And that's what the movie's about.
I want to introduce a new segment.
Yeah.
To Babysitter's Club Experience called Ask Josh, the Pokemon Expert.
Okay.
Okay.
And Jack, strap in, because there will be a similar segment for the Babysitter's Club.
Okay.
Part of this show later, but Josh, why are, well, two questions, and you can choose which one you want to answer based on your comfort level, but why are all the natives on this island white? Two,
I thought
why
about
are
that.
All the Pokemon that accumulate in the Orange Islands just Gen 1 Pokemon?
Yeah. I had a lot of questions
and please,
this.
Answer them in whatever order.
Yeah, Josh, this is actually kind of an answers segment, not a question segment. Tanner is asking the question. I'm sorry, and I hate to browbeat you, but...
Like being cornered by not only my co-host, or both of my co-hosts, actually, are cornering me. Here's what I would say. I have the same question. To me, Shamoodi, which is the island that the Orange Islands, and the main island is Shamoodi, which is where Ash and Misty and fucking what's his face Trey, because Brock isn't Brock.
Yeah,
is
what,
hanging
what happened
out
to Brock?
With, Brock is doing a Pokemon breeder apprenticeship in Professor Oak's farm.
Jack, I'm going to bring in some outside counsel if you decide, if you get a pop.
Yeah, you kind of lost me, and I imagine at least half of our audience with that.
Okay.
But I'm bringing... No. Jack, I'm bringing someone, some fresh blood in. if you get an alert that there's someone in the waiting room.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, no.
I just feel like,
now
I'm
scared.
We're going to bring in another
the
person.
Show, the Babysitter's Club experience is getting a little stale after this much time.
Give me a chance to answer
it's only a second episode.
I didn't even get a chance.
This person's coming in. He's fresh. He's never played a Pokemon game in his life. He's never seen a Pokemon movie in his life.
Okay, babies and gentlemen, I'm about to welcome into the waiting room Jim Babb from Mallory Hates Boys. And Jim.
Oh, I saw on the Babysitter's Club website that Jim has been a part of this before.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for joining us. So these two, I had to take a little time off the podcast, and these two decided to do a podcast without me last week, and they were going to do it again this week, but I crashed it, and I decided to kind of bring some back up. We're talking about Pokemon the Movie 2000 right now, if you have anything you want to say about it.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that movie, so...
It's the second Pokemon movie. It came
out in 2000. Are you familiar with Pokemon?
That's the Pikachu, right?
Yeah, yes. It's one of them.
Yeah.
I also decided that maybe up the challenge level for myself because I was really struggling to differentiate between Josh and Jack. So I thought I'd give myself another flaming
another J.
Jump through.
Yeah.
But three letters, so easier, theoretically.
Jim, do you know who Mr. Mime is?
Yeah. He's the Pokemon who... can be any other man?
Sort of.
He shouldn't be, but
you might be thinking of Ditto.
Oh, maybe I am. Yeah. But he's a little guy, right? He
he's sort of man-sized.
He looks like a human, right?
Yeah. He's got sort of a Krusty the Clown
like
look.
Danny DeVito if he was a clown.
How about Babysitter's Club? What do you know other than Mallory hating you?
I know there's a show on Netflix.
Yeah. And our friend Jack, did you see that our friend Sochi is going to be Marble?
She's going to be Marble? Miss Marble?
She's going to be a Marble.
Oh, great.
Character.
That's great.
A Marble character?
There's a crossover universe going on. The cinematic universe is really
sort of, yeah. And that's my role this episode. I'm the bridge master. So I'm identifying all of these crossovers and bridges.
The fans are going to love this one, really. They really.
Yeah, this one's, it's cohesive, in a way that the other Babysitter's Club experience episode that I heard was not.
Yeah.
You guys didn't randomly text your other friends midway through the episode to say, hey, do you want to be on a cameo?
You know, your friend who doesn't read Babysitter Clubs and also does not read or play Pokemon. Let's invite him.
I don't think you read Pokemon, Jim.
at that point, it's like, why don't I just have my mother come on this?
The friend who doesn't even know what medium Pokemon exists in. Let's invite that guy on.
Jim, there's a very famous Babysitter's Club book called Babysitter's Club Number Something or Other. Mallory Hates Boys and Jim. Could you speak to that?
Jim.
No. He can't.
No, I can't.
What?
No comment.
No comment. I have no strong opinions about Mallory, so I don't know what she heard about me.
But it's also boys and Jim, and here comes somebody else into the chat here, and it's someone called Miles.
What?
And is it your
what's happening
child? And it's Jamie. And Jamie. So everybody's a J here, I think. Is the
and it's something I'm starting to realize about my life is hey, that Jamie. Everyone I know is a J. Jamie, welcome to the show. We're Jack and Josh, and I really had to think about that for a moment, tried to do another Babysitter's Club experience without me, and I crashed the show, and I invited Jim to back me up, and now I've invited you as well, and now it's Tanner and a bunch of J names.
Jamie, I think you might.
Oh, hi. I didn't realize you were still here,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, I was thinking, Jamie,
this is wild.
Yeah, I think we should start a podcast and just the two of us about, I don't know, something we probably both care okay. deeply about that no one else knows anything about. We should start that, yeah.
Jamie.
That would be cool.
Could you speak for no more than 1 minute on the topic of how the Babysitter's Club and Pokemon kind of go together really well and why it makes sense to talk about both? In the context of one podcast.
Please do.
Do you mean other than the fact that Tanner makes podcasts about both yeah. of them? Is it supposed to be more? Yeah.
How does
than
it
that?
Affect you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Tanner triggering. Collect them all. He does.
I was around for the movie last night. That was fun.
Did you watch it?
Watch is generous.
Yeah, I was present in the room.
Here's something we can do. Tag yourself. I'm Slow King.
Okay, interesting.
And everybody go around, and Tanner's next.
I am...
And I'm Logan, and they're the same.
Okay, I'm Cam Geary.
Okay.
And I'm the hunky dude from Pokemon.
But Professor Oak.
No, the villain.
Okay. Oh, yes, Lawrence. Josh?
Lawrence, the third.
Oh, well, I'm obviously James from Team Rocket, where he has a pretty explicit... Obviously, everyone...
That's who I was going to be.
Well, that you can have him as well. It's not, like, territorial. I just thought that in all of the anime, everyone is always like, well, James is obviously gay, but no, he never says it, but he has a line distinctly in this movie...
Oh, yeah.
...where Jesse is like... talking about how Ash...
We do have two other guests to get to.
All right, yeah. Fuck it. Yeah.
Listen to me, kid. When you get involved with the opposite sex, you're only asking for trouble.
Yes, and that's the kind of trouble I stay out of.
Meowth says to that guy and the girl, he says...
Yous two don't need the opposite sex because you got each other.
That's the quote.
Jim, which Pokemon character and which Babysitter's Club character are you?
Well, we know which Babysitter's Club character he is.
Oh, right. He's Jim from Mallory.
He's Jim from Mallory Hates Boys and Jim.
Obviously. I think I'm Mr. Mime, obviously, right?
That sounds right, actually.
Yeah. And Jamie?
Does it have to be someone from the movie that I didn't
anyone,
watch?
Anyone's
like
fine. Okay. Anyone's fine. Oh, you're going to do your little garlic head. Mm.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Probably crossed over at some point.
No, I do love the little garlic man, but I don't know that I feel
Meditate.
Bold enough to claim him as me. He's something outside of me that I love.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like about to read a book and eat some cookies. This is like the...
Yeah, it's been a disruptive evening for
it's
all
It's been
of
very
us.
Disruptive for me and Josh, I'm going to say.
Yeah, Jack and I were just recording a podcast and then all of you people showed up.
You were watching the original Highlander, Jim?
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. It's great.
They should make that into a show. Jimmy, you're not off the hook.
Okay. I am... This is hard. You guys knew you were going to be on a podcast tonight. It's not fair.
I didn't know you were going to be on my podcast tonight. I'm as upset as you are.
Is her name Jessie? Yeah. That James yeah. is I'm Jesse and Christy. I don't know.
Wow. You're Christy from the Babysitter's Club.
That's how I feel.
Two very
right
assertive
now.
Women.
Okay, Christy would never say that. Christy would never act so defeated.
Yeah. She would say it confidently.
Yeah, she would say it confidently.
I don't have any comment on that.
I want to thank our guests.
Oh, it's been
Jim,
real.
From Mallory Hates Boys and Jim, and my wife, Jamie.
From upstairs.
Thank you both for being on the show.
Mallory,
you were a voice.
It. I feel like we can look it out.
I can hear Tanner from the basement door. There's a weird delay. It's really weird.
Oh, he said that no one could hear anything that goes on in the podcast dungeon.
Oh,
that's
she hears
not
every
true.
Word I say. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely not true. I can hear every word.
We're going to have to tone it down, Tanner.
Thank you both for coming on. I do want to continue to talk about Pokemon the Movie 2000.
Oh, so should I stick around? Because I was here for that.
After this break.
Okay.
Burn.
Apologize to
Tanner all
Tanner
loves
fans.
Getting the fucking ad break in. I don't care.
I'm extremely thrown off, so.
I've never had my phone ring with a Zoom call before.
I didn't know it was possible.
All right, goodbye.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors, who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Welcome back to the Babysitter's Club Experience. It's my podcast now. I'm the captain.
It's actually
Tanner
just
Greenring.
Called the Babysitter's Experience.
Captain Mr. Squirt.
Captain it's called the Babysitter's Mr. Experience.
Tanner Squirt, and I am here to talk about the Pokemon Movie 2000, but I feel like we've really... thump that melon, boys, haven't we?
we
didn't talk about Slowking at all.
Oh, yeah, Slowking's
main
cool.
My thing was talking about Slowking's character.
Let me make a point.
And also
here.
The credits.
Fine, guys. Let's talk about fucking Slowking.
No, we're going to talk about Slowking, Tanner. Let me make a point to Josh. Can I make a point to my friend?
Yeah, we don't... Yeah.
Tanner?
We don't know about...
You guys, you do not hang out when I'm not around.
Josh, the reason that we weren't able
me?
To talk about
either of you?
I'm sorry. I was in the middle of making a point to my friend. I thought you said I could. Is it okay
yeah,
for me to do
I,
that?
No, I take issue with the term friend.
Okay. May I speak with Josh for a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Tanner, no one has seen
Josh,
you in weeks.
As
Jack,
you and I both
me.
Know, Yeah. As you and I both know, even though I'm no Pokey expert, the centerpiece of this film is a Pokemon called Slowking, who is my hero.
Understated.
And is a legend. Yeah. And I'll have what he's smoking.
Oh, my
and
God.
He's amazing.
Hell yeah.
And
he's
we
cool.
Didn't get
and
to
the
talk
voice
about
actor
it.
They,
I'm actually
they
still
found...
talking to Josh, actually.
Oh,
but...
sorry. Well, the voice actor they found to play him was...
was very funny.
Very good.
I was going to comment on that as well.
But I'm just saying, the reason we never talked about it is because Tanner ruined the fucking first half of this episode by inviting every single person he knows.
Well, every person I know whose name starts with J.
Yeah, and that is everybody.
I did try my friend Jeremy too, but he did not respond.
That's all, but he was so good.
Incredible.
Who did they... I looked up the guy who played this Slowpoke. Slowking.
Slowking.
Slow. And King. He was nobody, but he should be somebody because his voice acting is...
it's incredible.
Second to none.
So, Baby Catchers, this
yeah.
Slowking is really the protagonist of Pokemon the Movie 2000. Never acknowledged why he is around at all.
No.
Which I love.
Why he can speak human
why
English.
He can speak English, like Meow.
He speaks to us. Why he can address us through the fucking screen. Yep.
Lots of people saw what you did out there. And all of them are watching you right now.
He's Deadpool now.
But Slowking is sitting around and like usually pontificating up on a cliff, and he's like, well, I wish I... he sees a storm on the horizon. He's like, well, wish I had some pants.
That it's iconic.
I could use pants.
It's like a what?
This very
like fucking King of Queens shit.
Like,
sounds like
he's
like a
Bob
sitcom
Thornton.
Character.
Just sort of this like slow, low voice. Hey, it's me, Slowking.
Yeah.
And I'm a philosopher up on the hill.
He's cool as hell.
He's cool.
He's wearing, I think he's wearing his hat backwards. He has this like kind of
crown.
Well,
his hat is another Pokemon.
Right. That's what I was curious okay. to hear Jack's impression about what is going on with Slowking's outfit.
So his hat has eyes on it. It's like a crown, and it has eyes on it. But the eyes are in the back, which made me think like if you were to have a hat that had eyes on it, you would wear it in the front. So he's wearing his hat backwards, like a cool.
Oh,
hat.
Like a No Fear hat.
Yeah,
remember the No Fear logo? It was like a pair of mean eyes.
Yeah,
exactly. And he's wearing bandage underpants, which is a fucking cool look. And
well, that's so you don't see his penis.
Oh, and this is a segment called Claudia's Closet.
Slowking's Closet.
Slowking's Closet.
Okay.
And he's wearing bandage underpants, and he's wearing what goes with bandage underpants really well? A fucking ruff.
Bandage bra. Oh, right, ruff. Yes.
Wait, so you've covered ruffs in Babysitter's Club as well? Because we've covered them now in Experience Share as well.
I'm sure Claudia wears one at some point.
Yeah. We talk about, you know, we have a lot of fashion. We talk about fashion a lot on the Babysitter's Club. There's a whole segment, Jack and Tanner Fashion Idiots. If you were a
great,
fan of the show, if you ever listened, you would know if you support your friends and not cut them out of your podcast that you do with someone else.
Well, what Jack and I thought would be more efficient is that we just made our own podcast rather than listening to each other's podcasts, you know?
Mm-hmm. I have one more thing I want to say about... I have a couple more things I want to say about the Pokemon movie before we switch gears to
Babysitter's
Club. One, I love the way all three of the legendary birds shriek.
Oh, my God.
Zapdos is my...
Zapdos is the best like, one for sure.
Highly relatable. That's all he says throughout the entire movie. Like
Zapdos has a star turn in this film. Like he's a main character who has a lot of lines, and every single line is
I noted every time Zapdos screams. The only one that I was like, okay, 2940, Zapdos fucking screaming.
Yeah. It's what he says to everything. And like, often bad things are happening to him. Like, this asshole dude is like trying to capture him in his airship, and like the world is exploding, and he apparently is in a state of like constant battle with these two other birds. But even when like nothing is happening, when like Pikachu is trying to talk to him at some point, and Pikachu is like, "Hey Zapdos, what's the deal? Like, what's going on this island?" And Zapdos is just like, "Ah!"
Which is fair, to be honest.
Zapdos is cool. They're all cool. They all shriek, but Zapdos is the one who like shrieks.
I love, yeah, I do love the shrieking. All of them shriek, except, and then Lugia is the one that's just like,
oh yeah,
like a whale song.
Beautiful. I do want to do, we have one, I have a segment for Pokemon the movie, and then we can move on for the last 10 minutes of our show to, like, Logan likes.
No, I have one more segment, too, so let's not move on quite yet.
Okay, great. Well, let me do mine.
You do yours first.
Josh, I think you're familiar with this segment. It's called Vibe Check. And it's where we check the vibe, and at the 52-minute mark of this excellent film, the Lugia, the guardian dragon,
Luigi.
I think, says... because the kind of Jesus, this movie's so complicated, but the one of the girls plays the Ocarina of Time, and Lugia says,
The song has restored my strength.
And my question is, what song was it? And I would like to go first because it was, of course, the year 2000, and I think it can only have been Smooth by Santana featuring
Santana,
Rob
Thomas.
Right?
Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa.
That's right.
Josh, what's your answer? You're going with Smooth too?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, like, something that came out in the year 2000. Alt is I Try by Macy Gray.
Oh, that's good too.
Because that would restore my strength.
My answer is the Pokemon
song. Oh my God.
By Weird
we
Al.
We have to talk about this.
Featured
like an
in
Easter
this
egg?
The Pokemon?
Pokemon. Weird Al has a cameo in this film during the credits.
Of course.
There's a Pokemon song that's a
I immediately noticed the quality of it was much higher than some of the other songs.
These other songs are like legit songs, though.
They're
that's
fucking
the
wild.
Pokemon movies, they're bad songs, but they're like, it's always like,
they get
boys to
everyone.
Men.
But Weird Al's
fucking
one
Christina
really
Aguilera.
Out.
Like, anyone of that time. They're in. Blessed Union
the Weird,
of Souls.
The Weird Al song definitely did stand out, and it was good.
It was very good. Yeah. He's singing about all the Pokemon. I didn't realize until I looked it up that it's called Pokemon. And Weird Al, in his classic Weird Al fashion, was like, it's not enough that I'm just singing about the Pokemon. I'm going to, like add another dimension to this and also, like, fucking skewer the entire medium of polka.
Yeah.
And do them both at the same time.
And it's wedged in between, like, Pokemon the movie 2000 ends, and then there's, like, a normal fucking song.
That
they commissioned. And then you have to sit around for, like, 2 or 3 minutes, and then suddenly Weird Al appears.
Gosh, and he just... he
And he's like, Krabby, Stubble, Bananette. What? I can't do it. There's no
well,
impersonating Weird
no,
Al.
No, can.
We'll play a clip.
And then his song shows up for 2 minutes, and then it goes back into some other song.
it's amazing.
Beautiful.
Joshua, Jack, I am the bridge master.
Yeah.
And I will bridge the gap between these two pieces of media
that
we consumed this week by introducing a new segment. And it's up to you whether or not you want to do this segment from Pokemon the Movie 2000, or if you want to do the segment from Babysitter's Club graphic novel number 9, I think.
10.
Number 10.
Oh, it was 8.
By Anna Martin and Gail.
Maybe it's 8.
I think it's 8.
It's the 10th book. I don't think it's the 10th comic book.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what number.
Graphic novel, by the way.
And the segment is called... Josh, join us. the week?
Burn.
Okay. You can do bird if you want.
You can
though.
Do bird of the week. Well, and bird of the week for Zapdos, me is, isn't it?
No, I like Articuno the most. I like Articuno the most.
Yeah. I'm gonna do my burn from Pokemon the movie 2000.
Okay. Great.
The world is ending.
Yeah.
The three legendary birds are tearing everything asunder.
Uh-huh.
And all the Pokemon are gathering in the North Pole to stop it. And James, the sexually ambiguous Team Rocket member, says,
"If it is true, all intelligent life will be destroyed."
And his sidekick, Meowth, says,
"You will be fine."
Yeah.
And isn't that good?
And it is good, and it was my burn, too.
Oh, really?
Okay. You didn't have one in the comics. You did.
I captured that burn as well.
Yeah.
There is, I will say, there's a burn in Logan Likes Marianne. And hello, welcome, Baby Nation.
And,
we also talk about the Babysitter's Club in this show, The Babysitter's Experience. Normally, it's a little bit more orderly.
Not really.
Yeah, usually it is, actually.
Not
and it's
often.
More orderly, and we'd spend 30 minutes on one and 30 minutes on the other, and nobody invites their fucking random friends.
And their wife.
Yeah. Sorry, you guys don't have any friends.
Normally.
And I don't have a wife either.
Yeah. Maybe you would invite friends if you had any.
But there is, so here's the burn from this graphic novel. Marianne is, the plot of the novel is that Logan likes Marianne. And Marianne is worried that Logan's going to call her because apparently when you like somebody, it's mostly just scary. And the phone rings and it's Stacy. And Marianne says, "Oh, it's only you."
Okay.
And Stacy said, "Thanks a lot, Marianne."
That's good, though, because Stacy sucks. And I know you guys did cover this a little bit.
No, I don't like Stacy either. Fuck her.
Yeah.
I do think that the Stacy illustration is a good, like, I like the Stacy illustration. I like her with the
it looks like
short
she's 30
hair.
Yeah,
well,
she's always wearing like bicycle shorts.
I do have a comment about the illustration, but if we're doing the burn thing,
yeah,
my burn is also in Pokemon the movie 2000.
Okay.
And this is specifically in reference to Ash and the gang when they show up on Shamoody Island. There's this girl, Carol, who is like the leader of this whole group, and then her little sister is named Melody, and Melody wants to like jump Ash's bones the entire movie.
That's a big plot.
And she harasses Misty because she's like, how Misty must be your girlfriend or whatever. And at one point Misty goes to Melody,
"If you want somebody to do whatever you want, whenever you want, you should find yourself a girlfriend."
And I was like, this is extremely problematic.
And it's a burn on girlfriends.
It's a burn on...
It's women. A burn on...
On the patriarchy.
Patriarchy.
And it's actually a strike against... No,
it's a strike against patriarchy. You didn't even know that you were doing a segment from Babysitter's Club, Josh.
Oh, is that a segment?
It's strike for the patriarchy.
Okay.
The least popular of the two patriarchy themed segments we have.
You guys got a lot of segments. I feel like we need more segments on Experience Share.
Speaking of, I want to introduce a new segment for the Babysitter's Club book, which is called, well, every now and then we like to get horny.
Okay.
Jack and I, and Josh, you can join this week if you'd like.
I can be horny.
And actually, you might be a breath of fresh air being a homosexual man yourself. I was horny. I had a hashtag
swoon.
Yeah,
I was pretty horny this week, and I did have a hashtag
I was
swoon.
Feeling pretty horny, swoon. And I had a hashtag swoon around Cam Geary.
Yeah, and so did I.
The hunky boy from the magazine.
Josh, you may not know this because you're an older man, but what the kids and the teens are saying on TikTok...
He's much younger than both of us.
And
I think I'm
the
youngest
teens
one
are saying,
here.
Years,
but you're an older
us.
Man than the teens on TikTok. Yes or no? Yes. And what they're saying is hashtag swoon when they're horny or hot for somebody, and they say hashtag swoon. And have you noticed that? Probably not. Because
have you noticed that? Have you
in
noticed
the
that?
Chat rooms and
it's like a TikTok thing.
I did spend a lot of time last night on TikTok.
And did anybody say hashtag swoon?
When we read about boys who make us horny, we say hashtag swoon. And that's sort of something we've co-opted from the teen community.
All right. Who made you hashtag swoon?
Cam Geary.
Cam Geary can get
Fucking absolutely. And Logan Bruno as well, to be honest. Because he looks like him.
He's 13.
Oh, okay.
Can I say a few things that Cam Geary said?
Cam Geary? How could anyone
16.
Know?
16.
That's still wrong. That's still illegal.
Can I? May I say a few things that Cam Geary says in this novel? In this picture novel?
Yeah.
Picture
book. Please.
Picture book?
Picture book.
Here's what Cam Geary says. Cam Geary is a love interest bug catchers. Cam Geary is a celebrity in the Sitterverse that Marianne has a crush on. And Logan, the titular Logan, looks like him.
And Cam is in other books?
Yeah, he's like a celeb.
He's sort of a...
He's a heartthrob.
So is he the one that's like Justin Timberlake kind of a figure?
If you want to vibe check it, it's maybe like Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Maybe like Jonathan Taylor Thomas if it's 1990.
Or like Dawson.
Don't get me started on Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
And maybe Dawson if it's 1997. But I would say modern day, it's sort of like a...
Harry Styles.
Maybe Harry Styles if it's 2006.
Wait, there are more
or
years
like,
after that?
Adam Brody in 2004.
Two are impossible. I would say Jacob Sartorius.
Justin Bieber.
Do you guys know who Jacob Sartorius is?
No.
He's kind of a TikTok Vine star.
No.
So, can I say what Cam Geary says rather than you looking
him
up?
Here I am, the only relevant one here who knows
can
him.
Can I say what he says?
Modern day hunks.
Tanner?
This guy looks like a fucking lollipop and not in a good
can
way.
Can I say what Cam Geary says? Josh.
The ladies love him.
Okay.
He looks like he's 10.
Yeah, looks like he was just born.
He dated Millie Bobby Brown.
Okay. Is it what?
And Millie Bobby Brown is also like 14.
At you text some Bobby point, and ask him if he knows who Jacob Sartorius is.
Yeah.
At some point during the course of the show, do you think maybe I could say what Cam Geary says? At
you
any,
just
I mean,
send Bobby send Bobby the Zoom link and have him pop in.
No.
Bobby's been on our show, so.
I'll see.
Bobby's playing. I've heard that Bobby's playing a pretty heated game of Mario Kart in the other room. He's not going to want to come on.
Yeah, that's exactly. I don't even think I'm going to get a response right now.
What if I try to say what Cam Geary says? What do you guys think about that?
Say it.
It's completely indifferent. Completely indifferent.
It's the segment that you introduced.
Yeah. That's probably frustrating for you, huh?
Yeah. Listen, here's what he says. Gail, and we haven't even talked about Gail. We have to talk
Who's
about
Gail.
Gail drew the book.
Oh, yeah. Anne wrote it.
Anne wrote it. Gail drew it.
I did
want
to talk about
it.
That's what I just said. I said Anne wrote it.
I did want to talk about the quality of the illustration, but...
In a positive way or a negative way?
Positive.
Okay, good. I liked it, too.
Let me suggest this. And just kind of throw it out there to see how you guys feel about it. We do that after I say what Cam Geary says. What do you think? Yes or no? We can kind of do a roundtable.
Again,
Tanner, why
completely
don't you start?
Just say whatever fucking Cam, whatever you said, said.
Okay. It sounds like we've
Josh
got one.
Josh is coming over to the dark
one
side.
One no.
Yeah.
And one
just
maybe.
Do your little quote. Like, I don't know what this is. I've been trapped multiple times in this episode. Just fucking say it.
Gail draws a bunch of like magazine spreads in this book. And a couple of them are Cam Geary saying things. And he says two things. The first thing he says is, I like to go for a long walk. Just me and the trees.
And he's talking about ants.
No, I
he's
remember you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. That's ants.
And then the second thing that Cam Geary says is, I just want to find new ways to connect.
That's cool. Gosh, yeah. Me too. Especially
and I don't know if it's
these,
with the trees.
Challenging times.
Yeah. But that is hashtag swoon. And that's what the segment's all about. And he likes to walk with the trees and he likes to connect with the trees. And
yeah,
he looks
cool.
Good.
He looks good as hell.
Yeah. And his name is Cam Geary. And like what he likes to do is walk around.
That's two parts of a car.
Josh, we don't have much time left in this show.
You ever realize that, Jack?
Okay. All right. Let's
a cam,
dwell in this.
A camshaft?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And a gear?
It's a, yeah. Gear. And a car is geary.
And he's a car. And it's,
okay.
Yeah. This is Carson situation.
It's also a what's Pete Black's friend called?
Austin Bentley.
Austin Bentley, which is two cars.
He's also a car.
So it's this all cars. Gearhead podcast now.
Yeah. Josh, we don't have much time left. We're going to have to go, but I would love to hear you from your virgin lips.
Yeah.
I would love to hear from your
I heard
virgin
a lot
lips.
About your virgin
they're
lips.
They're not virgin anymore because they were spoiled less.
Well, they're still pretty.
Sorry. I would love to hear from your spoiled but attractive lips.
Oh, thank you.
What this book is about. And say it fast. And what happened in this book? And then we'll talk about Gale, and then we're going to go.
All right.
And I'm the captain now.
No!
The premise of the book, it's called Logan Likes Marianne. Is that right?
Yeah, and Logan is snaking the grass, and he's a
devil.
And
it's not a book. It's a graphic novel.
Graphic novel. Beautiful, by the way.
Yes.
I usually read everything like, you know, hardcover, paperback. Yeah. Like, I like to have it in my hands. Use it on the iPad. Beautiful.
Looks so good.
Interface.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. You can click things and it will just like keep flipping through. So the premise of this is basically Marianne, who we've talked about in Babysitter's Experience number one.
She's a recurring character in the Babysitter's Experience.
Yeah, this one is now like, it's the end of seventh grade. It's summer, they're going into eighth grade, and most of it is in eighth grade. And it's about Marianne falling in love with Logan. And it's her first crush, and she's very embarrassed about it. And she has, like, no idea what to do most of the time.
Relatable.
Who could? I mean, if anyone saw Logan and he was, like, of my same age and it's fine kind of a thing, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah. Here he is.
Yeah.
Slipping. You just got hit by a blue shell.
Definitely. And the whole thing is about her trying to rationalize her feelings for Logan while also dealing with like new people coming into the Babysitter's Club and like going into eighth grade and like being like, I don't know who all these people are anymore. And she's very overwhelmed.
Yeah. And we're all changing. It's just like Keen always said.
Yeah, everyone is changing. They want to have fucking sex and like everyone is corrupt now.
Everybody changes. I'm still.
And did you notice, Josh, that the homeroom that they go to, of course, is homeroom number 216, which is, of course, the number 6 cubed, which is 666. And Logan is the devil, and he's the snake in the grass, and he's the devil.
Yep. And he always has.
And Christy, at one point in this video,
that
in this,
went over my head.
This picture novel says, "Speak of the devil," and then Logan calls, and guess what? Who is it? It's the devil. Did you notice that?
That went over my head,
Josh. Did you notice that?
Can you outline that again? You're saying...
You just did.
Who's the devil?
The devil. Like, Logan's the devil.
Logan is the devil.
And he always has been. Snake in the grass.
Seemed like a sweetie to me.
No, he's not a sweetie. No. Okay. He's not. He's a snake in the grass. And
no,
six,
he sounds
six,
like a sweetie, and that's what the devil sounds like. Here's
that's what the devil is.
In comparison to the book that I read previously, which was Stacy and the Bad Girls, there's no wine crimes in this book. Everyone is very well behaved.
Yeah, the devil doesn't do the dirty work himself. He tempts others to do it.
I didn't see any dirty work in this book.
Thank you.
Is there dirty work that I missed? Other than dirty work? Kissing, which some would
say. They do a kiss. There's horniness.
Some would say kissing is bad.
That all three of us have expressed already. So Logan's working his dark magic on all three of us as well.
Yeah.
I do have a quote from Marianne, speaking of her, at the near the end of the book where she gets on this whole thing because like her and Logan had been talking about like, oh, are you an animal person? And Logan is more of a dog person, which to me would actually lend credence to the demon thing.
Interesting. You think dogs are more demonic than cats?
Yes. Going into it. Now, I'm not going to say that's my opinion now, but Marianne eventually pushes her father to adopt a kitten because...
Tigger,
yes. And she goes, I really like how they, cats, have secret sides. Like, they can be so graceful and smart, but then do something really silly, like misjudge a jump and then bonk their heads on a table.
Hmm. Yeah.
And then
interesting.
Logan says, I feel the same way. It's like I've been getting to know the real Marianne these past few weeks.
Because he sees inside her fucking mind.
And she goes, so the real me is bonking my head on a table? And she didn't love that. She didn't love that.
Well, and also, Anne and Martin has a strict policy of one in, one out. So if you introduce a new character in the show, Anne will...
Or pet.
Or pet. Anne will murder someone. But really? You'll notice... that in this case, Logan gets introduced, and then Tigger gets introduced. Why would that be the case unless Logan counts as negative one?
Ooh, he's the negative one.
He's the negative one.
The fallen one.
He's the fallen one.
So is he eliminated and Tigger is...
No, his introduction created negative space.
By introduction, he creates a void.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
And then the void is quickly filled by Tigger.
Filled by Tigger.
Okay.
And it's all in the text, Josh. Did you even read the graphic novel?
It's all
novel?
In the text. Did you read this one?
I did. Because we watched your dang Pokemon movie.
Yeah.
It seems like you didn't get much
There's
out
a
of
lot
it.
Of metaphors in that fucking Pokemon movie. And, okay. And I thought I was Jack talking about one that was...
Everyone shut up. Jack is okay. Sharing his screen.
Okay.
Jack, you put up a graphic here.
I put up a photo. Yeah. A graphic from the novel, and if someone would like to describe it to me, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, let's talk about
Josh,
this.
Please.
So what I'm looking at is Marianne accepting a drink from Logan.
And what is the drink that she's accepting, Josh? What is the drink that what is Logan spooning into her cup for her to drink?
And May I answer?
Thanks.
May I answer, Tanner?
I'd love to hear your answer. Yeah,
blood.
Yes, and it is blood. A bowl
it looks
of blood,
like punch. It just looks like punch.
No, it's blood.
It's a school
Have
dance.
Have you ever seen blood?
What
color is blood, Josh?
I've seen it from my hands earlier
Simple
today.
Simple question, what color is blood?
Speaking of people who have cats, it's red because one of my cats earlier today, I thought we were having a little fun, and he scratched me. Pretty significantly. Okay. Check it out.
Josh, what color is the beverage that Logan is serving to Marianne?
Changing the subject.
Red.
Yeah, it's blood.
It's red.
And Logan has found, and we'll put this up on our Facebook page, but Logan has found a large bowl somehow of blood, and he is serving a cup to Marianne, and Marianne says, thanks. It's not even an exclamation point. She just says, thanks.
Thanks.
How about this guy... to her left, who's like very into it, by the way.
He's interested.
I'll have some blood.
Like, it looks like he's fucking
politely
lit,
in
man.
Line behind her. Yeah. He's like, I was scared at first, too, but I had a cup of it.
And I'm about to get
and
some
I'm
more.
I'm politely
man.
Waiting in line for
Fuck
more.
Fuck it.
So I thought that was interesting. And that's a snake in the grass.
He's a snake in the grass. Did you guys have any other segments you wanted to introduce for either of the two shows?
I would give a Joshy's Sweetie.
Okay.
If this is new for Baby Nation.
Yeah.
Did that get picked up? That's good. For baby catchers and bug catchers.
And bug babies.
Joshy's Sweetie goes to this new kitten that that Marianne
Tigger.
Ends up adopting. This thing's a fucking sweetie. Yeah.
It's a sweetie.
It's
pie.
Like a little tiny gray, like tabby cat. It's beautiful.
I don't want to knock the art of Gabby at all. I think her art is very good. But
it's Gail.
Her people are pretty basic.
Yeah.
They're expressive and they look good, but like the detail and the art that went into the cat was like a whole new level.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
she spent more time on the cat.
She finally cared at that point.
People.
She was like, I've done 100 whatever pages of this fucking thing. Now the cats are involved. Let me bring out the extra brushes and like the fancy pencils.
Yeah. Gail, so we purchased a lot of these books, and they're usually $3.99. What Gail says,
more expensive.
I paid $7.99 for this. No, a digital
what Gail says is, guess what, folks? This book was already written and wrote this book, and I'm just drawing some pictures of it, and it's $7.99.
Right. Yeah.
What? Yeah. How does that add up? How does that make sense, Gail? And then Anne and Gail have an introduction to the book where it's like a dedication. And Gail says, this one's for Patrick and the full minute we spent laughing at the weird face Dipper made.
Who's Dipper?
Gail, who's Dipper?
Oh, okay. But, I'm not supposed to know.
I don't know. It seems like you are, based on what Gail is saying. She's implying that you are.
Yeah.
And then she says, and it's for us. And I did like that. It's for you, the reader. But what Anne says is that this book is for her old babysitters. And my question for both of you, I guess, is why does Anne need old babysitters?
Well, does that mean babysitters for old people? Because Anne's probably pretty old at this point by the time this book came out.
I think it means that she currently has old babysitters.
Okay, right. And again, does that mean
she has old people who are babies?
That's what I'm asking as well.
Right. Okay.
I mean, but your way could be right too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know, man. You know, I'm glad I managed to intercept this broadcast. I'm glad I managed to insert myself into this process. And I'm glad that we discussed Pokemon the Movie 2000 and Logan Likes Marianne, Babysitter's Club graphic novel number 8.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm tapped out.
You've said your piece. Well, should we
do
our outro?
And by that, I mean, I have Cyberpunk 2077 to go play.
Okay.
Yeah, the janky version, but enjoy.
I'm gonna take off.
Oh, you're just gonna leave. Okay. Good to see you, Tanner. Jack and I will continue having our new podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bye, Tanner. Thanks for joining us. Okay, he's gone. I feel like this like wave of relief washing over me.
God, me
Josh,
too.
Now
man.
We can talk about some of the themes if we had time.
Honestly, I felt stressed this whole time.
Yeah.
And I think that I've learned maybe I was in like a weird, like emotionally abusive relationship. And I felt free. I felt free the past couple of weeks and tonight in particular.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
No, I feel better now. I felt good at the beginning of this and I think that's salvageable. And then I think that this part is going to be salvageable. So maybe it'll just be like a 10-minute episode and we can like, I'll see when we go to edits if I can like kind of just like do it in a way that cuts out a lot of the Tanner stuff.
Yeah.
And then he brought his friends on and they're not even like celebrities. It's just
it's
like
who are these people? It's like somebody's wife and like and like a friend. It's like oof.
Like a sub character in Mallory Hates Boys and Jim. It's tough to deal with. What I would like to say is to thank you, Josh, for bearing with me this week.
Of course.
I would love to say to the baby catchers and to the bug babies to thank you for bearing with us. We're gonna be back. Hopefully it's going to be less disruptive next time. And I would like to say that this week we read a novel and we experienced a video novel. And the novel we read was called Logan Likes Marianne and it was pictures.
Yes.
And the video novel we experienced was called Pokemon the Movie 2000, The Power of One.
That's right.
I don't know what we're going to do next week. It's going to be difficult. To know, but something probably.
I think we'll leave it based on how it's been going the past few weeks. Leave it up in the air. Let everyone kind of keep guessing. There will be content. There will be content.
There will be content.
Yes.
Almost certainly. All that remains is for me to say that I have this week been Jack Alexander Shepard.
And I have been Josh Fjellstad from Experience Share.
And Baby Nation, you can find Experience Share at where? EXP?
EXPShare.com. ExperienceShare.com.
Yeah, check it out. Go subscribe to that show. And vice versa, if you're putting this in your feed. Are you putting this in your feed?
Of course. And you can find Babysitter's Club Club where, Jack?
BabysittersClubClub.com.
Good. If you don't have a .com, then, you know. What are we talking
are
about? Ever heard of a .com?
And so now we will say our famous outro from The Babysitter's Experience, and I'll say it, and then you say, what do you say? You say like...
Smell you later.
Stay fresh. Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to say my thing, which is... We battle hard, but we always stay friends because we all love Pokemon. Pika, pika.
And what I say is, smell you later.
And it's so good.
Zendaya is Michi.
Good work, everybody.
Good.
Hoochie mama.
Chaos.
One,
two,
three,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
eight,
nine,
10,
11.
Welcome to Babysitter's Experience.
Second time in a row, Josh has refused to go to 15.
We're going to. What's the point of going to 15?
Welcome back.
When it's two, you go to 10, and when there's three, you go to 15, Josh.
You got it after
That's
10.
Math.
You got it either
That's
way.
That's math.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.